This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Stitch for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
St. Augustine, early Christian father and Bishop of Hippo in North Africa, once said, "He who sings, prays twice." Well, our first hymn this morning is a prayer as well as a song. In fact, it's one of the most treasured hymns sung in Christian worship. It's called Dear Lord and Father of Mankind. It was written by a Quaker called John Greenleaf Whittier, who recommended that in order to seek and find God, we must lead sober lives dedicated to doing God's will, seeking him in silence and selflessness in order to hear his still small voice. His words such as forgive our foolish ways, reclothe us in our rightful minds, introduce our theme today, which is reconciliation.
Thank you.
That was a hymn sung at the Northern Baptist Association's Big Sing, recorded at Westgate Baptist Church, Newcastle. Let's listen to today's Gospel reading, which is taken from Matthew 18, beginning to read at 15. If your brother or sister sins against you, go and point out their fault, just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen, even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. Jesus often spoke on the need for reconciliation. So what does this passage of Scripture teach us? First of all, it tells us that in the early Christian church, there were those who may have continued to do wrong, to sin in some way, even after their baptism. And some form of correction was needed. It was necessary to apply certain safeguards in a community that needed to maintain fellowship, harmony, and unity. Love was meant to be at the heart of all the community did. I love this next Hebrew song written by Noah Aronson. It's called Let There Be Love, and it's sung by Dan Singer and Jody Suffren.
Let there be love and understanding among us. Let peace and friendship be our shelter from life's storms. Let there be love and understanding among us. Let peace and friendship be our shelter from life's storms. Hashkiveinu Adonai Eloheinu. Hashkiveinu Leshalom. Vehaamidenu Shomrenu Lechaim. Ufos aleinu Sukkat Shlomecha. Hashkiveinu
Hashkiveinu Adonai Eloheinu
When someone causes us hurt or offends us, our natural reaction is to lash back with similar words to hurt or humiliate in exactly the same way that we've been hurt. Little time is ever given to communicating with one another and really listening to each other, for natural human emotions rise up first. We so often attack one another rather than tackle the actual problem. More often than not, the gloves are off. Even world leaders can come across as gunslingers, squaring up to each other at high noon. So what hope is there for us? What can be done to defuse a tricky situation? And why is reconciliation so very difficult for some people to achieve? I wrote this next song many years ago called Dividing Line, and it's just as relevant now as when I wrote it, and it's sung here by United Folk. Being Northerners, you probably already know a local group called Prelude for their hit song After the Gold Rush. But they also sang a song entitled Platinum Blonde, a very moving song about a father who takes the law into his own hands and kills his daughter as a matter of family honour because he doesn't approve of her choice of work in a burlesque theatre. On his return home, his wife hands him a letter written by his daughter some days prior, where she is asking their forgiveness for the life she's been leading and is hoping to return home.
Well, she wanted to go on the stage. No one could stop her. She felt like she was in a cage. Her mind was made up. Her heart was set on it. But she wouldn't listen. So her father worked every night. Her mother was crying when the train out of sight. When the letter arrived, they could hardly wait, 'cause it read,
Mother and father, I've met a young man who thinks he can help me with all of my plans. He's gonna give me a start. It's a very small part as a platinum blonde.
So they waited and waited for weeks, but no word arrived. Tears ran down her cheeks. But when it finally came, they felt somehow to blame, 'cause it read,
Mother and father, I'm doing alright. I'm going away for a while, so don't write. It's not for the money, you know. It's a respectable show called The Platinum Blonde.
Can't you read between the lines? Can't you read between the lines?
Dream.
out, the first thing she saw was the gun in his hand, a flash of light, and then nothing more. His wife called him up on the phone. She sounded so happy, and he felt so alone. What's that you say? We got a letter today, and it read,
we're all aware, aren't we, that in some places in our world today, there are those in similar circumstances who show no mercy for even the slightest offence. Reconciliation isn't an option. It was either Gandhi or Martin Luther King who made the following comment about an Old Testament quotation from the Book of Kings. What was said was, "An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That way the whole world will be blind and toothless." The Bible reading we've just heard today gives wise advice. It says, if your brother or sister sins against you, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you have won them over. So it tells us first of all to put right the wrong, one to one, for everyone's sake, and communicate, discuss the nature of the problem. Having said this, it's often the case that in an argument or dispute, there are often faults on both sides. There are so many pressures in today's world, particularly on those in relationships and marriages. Couples can say untrue and hurtful things in the heat of an argument, things they never intended to say. They accuse rather than express how they feel. Then, in fear of making the situation even worse, they just stop talking. If only we could just listen to one another with understanding and without interruption, reconciliation might just be possible. Here's a song called The Quarrel, which I wrote some years ago, and I'm singing it with local singer-songwriter Pete Scott from my album Giving It All to You.
I'm so afraid of losing you. I'm so afraid.
are those who, rather than talk a problem through, choose not to explain why they are hurt, and then the offender is left in the dark, feeling isolated, wondering what they've done wrong. The recommendation in our Bible reading, therefore, is to speak face to face, because written words, emails or letters don't necessarily reveal one's true emotion or expression. One of the tragedies in life is not that relationships become broken, but that they never get mended. Love, along with understanding, on the other hand, builds bridges. And here are the Judds singing, "Love Can Build a Bridge."
I'd gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, when all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a think it's time. I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand, but love and only love can join the tribes of man. So that you might see, the first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
Our Bible reading today goes on to offer one or two further solutions. Verse 16 says, "But if they will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses." So, if talking things through fails one-to-one, another trusted person could always be invited to help, to act as a referee or intermediary, someone impartial, not so involved, a counsellor, a pastor or priest or member of the family, or if necessary, witnesses. Failing this, verse 17 recommends that the offence is brought before the church fellowship, where it says, "If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church, and if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector." In the past, in the dark ages of the church's history, people took this advice quite literally and acted shamefully, and those classed as sinners in their eyes were hauled before those acting as judges on all kinds of frightful charges, and this scriptural advice was much abused. But surely this section of Matthew's Gospel is more to do with a loving Christian community helping those with problems to come to some resolution through prayer, fellowship and friendship. Of course, it all depends on what the actual problem is. For far more serious offences, it's right that wiser heads should be allowed to deal with the offenders. But if someone has been responsible for some pain or deep hurt in our past, and we've already made every attempt to make peace without success, then there's no reason to give unreasonable or stubborn people our futures too. It's time to get on with our lives and start living them to the full. We end today's programme with a song called "Breathe on Me" by the Heritage Singers, and also this special blessing. Let us pray. May the living God breathe upon you and bring life beauty and harmony to your soul, especially if you are feeling troubled at this time. May God bring you healing and wholeness, and may He bless all those you love and hold dear. In Jesus' precious name, Amen. Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
In humble adoration, I kneel before your throne. In brokenness, I seek your face alone. Above you, there's no other who's able to restore my soul. Come and make me from my breath.